I was waiting for that little ding. Oh, didn't get it. Oh. Good morning. There we go. I don't know if you noticed, but Pastor's not here this morning. So I'm going to provide the message. He's at a pastoral retreat here in town. Today we commemorate and acknowledge Martin Luther's contribution to our faith and the beginning of the Reformation. Martin Luther was troubled and keenly aware of how the church had lost its way and veered off course from theological practices. Martin Luther strove to ground us and return the church to the core principles of the Bible. One common fault of men is that we commonly believe that we know what we're doing. We're headstrong. We often forge ahead with what we think should be done. Just as in the time of Martin Luther, as it is today, men have a fault of wanting to simply do it their way. But with modern technology, we've been kind of given a reprieve from some of those faults. Since the introduction of Google Maps and other technologies for directions on our phones, we no longer have to rely on our memory and where we need to go. Google simply tells us where to go, and we blindly trust it. But that wasn't always the case. About 25 years ago, I was attending a mental health conference at the University of Arizona in Tucson. I was with my boss, and on the final day of our conference, after the last meeting, he turned to me and said, "Hey, would you like to go to a Mexican restaurant? I remember going there the last time I was here." I said, "Okay." He says, "It's not that far." So we agreed to go. We started walking to the restaurant. My belief that it wasn't going to take very long, that it was close. I wasn't prepared for a long walk, and I was dressed professionally for the conference, so I was wearing my cowboy boots. As the trek continued past 20 minutes, I started to question my boss's memory. We kept walking and walking and walking, and every once in a while, he'd turn to me and he'd say, "I remember it's not far, it's just ahead. Trust me." After 40 minutes, I began to realize I was not prepared to walk this long distance in my boots. I'd lost faith in this venture, but I wasn't going to complain. We just kept walking down the same road, hoping for this mirage of a Mexican restaurant that was supposed to just be up ahead. After walking for an hour on the same road with no indication of a restaurant in sight, I asked my boss to get directions. He didn't want to. So I started by asking people and stopping them, asking about this rogue Mexican restaurant that some had never heard of and didn't know what I was talking about. Finally, we stopped at a corner grocery store, and we looked in the Yellow Pages. This tells you how long ago it was. Finally, we had an address, but it was on a completely different road, and we found ourselves backtracking for another 30 minutes. So after an hour and a half, we finally made it to the restaurant. My boss looked at me and said, "Marty, I'm really, really sorry for what I've put you through. Dinner's on me." I looked at him with profound agreement. And I thought to myself, in my head, I was going to find the most expensive thing on the menu. Afterwards, we took a taxi back to the hotel. No walking. As men, we think we know where we're going. We believe that we can put things together without reading the directions. And sometimes in life, we lead others astray. Martin Luther recognized how the church had gone astray, and he chose to address these issues by first attaching the 95 Theses to the door of the church in Wittenberg, Germany. He wanted to challenge the sale of indulgences, and he had a desire to spark an academic debate within the church. Martin Luther's Reformation returns us to focusing on the core doctrines rooted in the Bible and Scripture. This morning we acknowledge that our justification is by faith alone, the belief that salvation is a free gift from God and received through faith in Jesus Christ, not by our own hands or by our works or any payments. We remember and also acknowledge this morning that the Bible is the sole authority for Christian faith and life. We're committed to staying grounded in the Scripture. Here at Christ Lutheran, one of our strengths is that we have a strong commitment to studying the Scriptures. It's evident in the amount of Bible studies offered here at Christ Lutheran on a weekly basis, and not just on Sunday morning, but throughout the week. We offer many opportunities for everyone to immerse themselves in the Word and stay grounded in Scripture. And finally, we acknowledge and also the understanding that God's grace is freely given and is the basis for our salvation. Because of Christ's grace and forgiveness, our salvation is something that is done. It's already accomplished. Our salvation is secured because of Christ's sacrifice for us on the cross. So let's dive a little deeper into the Scripture this morning in the epistle reading, Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of His blood to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate His righteousness, because in His forbearance He had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. There are two things to note here. First is that the focus is squarely on the action of Jesus rather than our own behavior. In effect, our actions and works are irrelevant as we fall short of the glory of God. God does all the work. He shows His faithfulness and righteousness by sending His only Son, who is also faithful to what He was called to accomplish. Jesus pays the price for our sins. What else can we do for our salvation? What else can we contribute to absolve our sins? Nothing. The second point to highlight here is in keeping with the previous ideas in this verse 25. This was to show God's righteousness, focusing on the concept of faithfulness. God's act of putting Jesus forward as a propitiation by His blood shows how He has been faithful to His promises. There's a sense one gets here is that Paul is marveling at the idea that no one saw it coming. By the means by which God would fulfill His covenantal promises to Abraham and David and everyone else would be through the death of His own Son, accomplished for us. What could we ever do for ourselves because of our inability, our cluelessness, and our doubt in God? Through faithfulness, we are truly loved by God. We don't deserve this love. We have fallen short. But this faithful love of God covers our sins and remains, no matter what. God's faithfulness and grace to us is unbreakable. But sometimes we're put in situations where our faith is tested. Sometimes the situation occurs where we find ourselves in constant prayer, hoping that God guides us through the wilderness. So you know I'm a storyteller. I got one more story. Again, about 20 years ago, my family and I were driving home from Colorado down I-25 into New Mexico. It was in the winter. Mountain Dew break. Sorry. It was in the winter, and we were trying to get home in the evening. A snowstorm was moving in, and we pulled over for our last pit stop in Las Vegas, New Mexico. The sky rapidly started to have snow flurries. Maybe being overconfident in the conditions, we decided to press on. Little did we know that as soon as we entered the highway, the state police decided to close the road between Las Vegas and Santa Fe. We soon realized as we trudged along the highway, we were following other semi-trucks and cars, that this was not just a snowstorm, it was a full-on blizzard. In no time, it was getting pretty thick with heavy downfall of snow. As we drove, one by one, cars stopped driving and just pulled over. Semis, which seemed to be the tried and true snowplow for us, also, one by one, pulled over and stopped driving. But not me. I knew what I was doing. I kept going. At one point, the conditions were so severe, I had to stop and break the ice that chunks that had formed on the windshield wipers so I could see through the windshield. In blizzards such as this, it's so thick that you lose track of where the road is and you lose your bearings. Realizing maybe we'd made a mistake and that we couldn't make it on our own, we began to pray as we drove 20 miles an hour through the snow. It was whiteout conditions, no sign of the road. Visibility was basically nothing. We had only one source of guidance along the highway. On the side of the road, there were these metal stakes or poles with tiny reflectors to show you the depth of the snow and also the edge of the road. With only white all around us, we continued to pray for God's deliverance from the blizzard. Doubting, we were worried and questioned if this would ever end. At times it felt truly like an eternity. But God was faithful to us and allowed our car to keep moving, even though we were the only one. The reflectors on the side of the road kept us going in the right direction, and our prayers continued during our journey. Finally, after 2 hours, we reached the outskirts of Santa Fe, and everything changed. Suddenly, the snow disappeared. The road was clear, and the sky was no longer shrouded in gray darkness. It was as if we had never been through a blizzard. I believe that God delivered us to our destination, and he did so by providing those reflectors simply by being a presence on the side of the road, allowing us to continue. God's word is like those reflectors on the side of the road. It's there and always present, guiding us along the journey in life. When there's no storm, we forget God's word, or we only pay attention when we want something. When we think we have the situation in hand, we become overconfident. We don't consistently ground ourselves in God's word. We sometimes become unconscious of his promises and his sacrifices. Christ is always there, guiding us from the side of the road with his free gift. On this Reformation Sunday, we remember the five solas, that salvation is by God's grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, as revealed in Scripture alone, to the glory of God alone. This is the truth. It will never fail. God always keeps his promises to us.